Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Gallen, and joining me in the studio right now is candidate for the Houghton County Board of Commissioners for District 5 is Roy Britz. Roy, it's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Rick. Thank you.
It's an opportunity here to get to know you a little bit. Of course, I've seen your signs up around, and I know you from being involved with local law enforcement. I see from your lapel there, Michigan Tech Police, but that's you haven't always been there.
No, I started in the sheriff's office in 1992. Prior to that, I was with the city of Houghton for a short while, but I retired in 2016, offered a position at Michigan Tech as deputy chief of police and emergency management. That's where I'm at right now.
Okay. You decided at some point to go into politics. Have you ever held office before?
I currently am the Portage Township constable. I've been there since for about 22 years now. I have thought about this for a long time. It's working as a deputy sheriff, well, again, since 82. I took a stint off where I went to Michigan Tech in 89 and got an associate's degree in civil engineering and came back and worked in Florida for a while in engineering. I loved the engineering work. I didn't care to live in Florida, so I came back here to the Copper Country. You know, you want to live in the place where your heart is, and it's the Copper Country. And so I came back in 2004 and got back into law enforcement. And through that time of my working in law enforcement, I was on numerous committees negotiate contracts as a deputy. I was a deputy sheriff, I was the chapter chairman back in the 80s, and as the undersheriff, I was on the management side of the negotiations. And I've always watched this and always really thought about, you know, someday I'm going to run for county commissioner. But being an employee for the county, you can't do that. So with my retirement in 2016, the opportunity now has popped up where I decided I'm going to give it a shot. You know, I think it's the time for me to do it.
What does a township constable do? I mean, because it's not part of a, you know, like a village police force or anything like that. What are your roles there?
You pretty much just enforce the township ordinances, the junk car ordinance, do the liquor inspections within the township. Portage Township has two of them. One's out in Tapiola, and myself, I take care of this end of the county, the township. It's just ordinance enforcement more than anything else.
Well, working for Michigan Tech's public and police services conflict at all with working in the county?
I cannot hold a deputy's card if I am a county commissioner. I would have to hand my deputy's card back over to the sheriff. It's almost all the police officers in the county are deputized by Sheriff McLean, and I would have to turn that back in and just not have the powers of a deputy sheriff anymore. My powers, police powers, would reside with Michigan Tech private, right on campus.
Mm-hmm. All right, so this would be a big change for you then, if you were to be elected.
Yes, I've officiated sports for 40 years, and basketball 40, softball and volleyball, and I've decided to give up the basketball side of it to help me clear a lot of my time. So it'll be a big change for me if I'm lucky enough to win this.
Yeah. Well, first thing you have to do would be to get past the primary, which is taking place on August 7th. This is kind of a unique case this year in that there is a primary with an incumbent currently sitting in the chair right now who's also a Republican, and you are running as a Republican yourself. So you're going up against Tim Pollisari, who I've just let my audience know that he has been invited to this program. So far, he has not accepted, but he would be welcome to come in at any time. So somebody is sitting there already, and then usually when the seat comes open or there's someone from the opposite party. We're kind of familiar with that, with somebody running against somebody. But with the current Republican in the seat, what was your motivation to want to jump in now?
Again, it's something I wanted to do, and it's the opportunity is there now. I have nothing against Tim. I think I've dealt with him as the undersheriff while he was on the board, and I have nothing negative to say about him. I think he treated the sheriff department pretty well. It's just, it's been inside me to do this, and now's the time.
What city do you reside in?
I'm in Portage Township.
Portage Township, okay. Well, that makes sense with the constable. Okay. So you're in that District 5, which is actually a pretty large district. When you look at it, it comes over from Chassel, then all the way over to...
Landmass, it's huge.
Yeah.
It's basically everything south of the Portage Canal, except for the city of Houghton and Adams Township. You go from Twin Lakes to Chassel to all of Staten Township to Duncan Township, Kenton, Sidna. It's a nissala. It's a very, very large geographic area.
Now, choosing to run as a Republican, how, I guess, in line would you consider yourself, or does it even matter at the county level as far as Republican or Democratic ideals? When we're looking at the realm of politics.
Well, I'm more of a conservative. It's the sheriff always, part of my job is managing the budget for the sheriff's office as undersheriff. And I pay pretty close attention to the budget and stuff like that and watch it closely. We stayed within our means in my time there. And so I would reflect that the Republican ideals are more where I am. But I truly believe that it's, you have to listen to everybody. You have to be open to the public, and I really don't care what group anybody's associated with. I think they have to be heard, and that's the responsibility of the county commissioners to listen to the public.
Do you get an opportunity to attend many of the board meetings?
I've been going to them since I announced my candidacy. I went to some as the undersheriff, but primarily the sheriff goes to all of them. He very seldom does he miss a meeting, so it really wasn't necessary for me, but I've been going since my candidacy.
Viewing those meetings, especially recently, is there anything that, any issues particular to you that you were interested in?
I get a little confused about, I know the commissioners all get their packet before the meeting, and they know what's coming up on the agenda, and they know, to me, there's not enough discussion for the public who's sitting there. You sit there and they come up with this, whatever is on the agenda, whatever the item may be, they don't discuss it very well there very often. And then you go back to the minutes once the clerk posts the minutes, and it's very, very little written on that. So I really want to see, I think the public needs to know more what's going on. The discussions are very, very small, and maybe it's for a time constraint. I don't know why they do it that way, but I would like to see more openness and discussion in the board. They know what they're discussing. We don't get a chance as the audience to know that.
If you were make it onto the board after the November election, would that be something that you would push for, more transparency?
Absolutely. And I'm not saying that they're doing improper like that. I would just like to see more discussion so the people in the audience would, if they choose to be there, they're there because they want to know what's going on. And I don't see that happening very well.
I personally, just covering news, I get the opportunity to, take part in a lot of different meetings and see how different meetings are run. And by no means is Houghton County worse run. there are some, groups here that really struggle with some of those meetings. And the Houghton County Board, I've been critical of some of the way that they've run their meetings, and they've improved. And I'll be the first to say this, they have actually improved over time. There's still, I think, a ways to go as far as what, I see that, what you're saying about the discussion of, well, what is it that we're talking about? And if you're sitting in a city council meeting in Houghton or Hancock, they're pretty well aware that, they have the press that's sitting right there and members of the public. And even if they all know what they're talking about, there'll be some discussion just to clarify what it is that they're voting on. And that's always helpful, at least from somebody that is trying to disseminate that information and pass it along to the public. Well, they've been talking also a lot about the jail. That's going to be coming up on the millage that's being put before voters. We're going to see it in November. And really, at this stage in the game, I'm not sure there's a whole lot that could be done to change that. It's a train that's coming down, and we're going to vote one way or the other. You've had a chance to see some of those discussions. Is the board heading in the right direction?
I applaud the board that they're trying to address it. I disagree with the location that they're putting it. that was one of the, again, as undersheriff for 20 years, I have been very much involved with the jail. Part of my responsibility was undersheriff slash jail administrator. And then in 2007, I believe it was, we brought on a jail administrator. We were the one of the very few counties that didn't have a jail administrator, full-time jail administrator. And with all the rules and laws changing and requirements for the jail, being the undersheriff slash jail administrator just couldn't keep up. So we brought a jail administrator on full-time. I took over the 911 coordinator position as part of my responsibilities for the until I retired in 2016. The jail has to, the public really needs to be informed more of what the consequences of that jail are. It's a lawsuit waiting to happen. That's been talked about many times in meetings. They had, the League of Women Voters had three meetings prior this spring. I attended two of them. The public just doesn't seem to grasp what the reality of that jail is and the problems with it. 2010, we had a committee of 25 people in throughout the county and came up with a plan to build it on the school playground, the old Houghton School Playground. The blowback on that was the city of Houghton residents don't want it in Houghton. They don't want it in the downtown area. The current plan to build it around, wrap around the courthouse, tear the parking deck down and wrap it around, from what I'm being told. In fact, in the meeting, the architect said that they had to get a variance from the city to build up the property line because they couldn't afford to lose even a foot of area. Well, that puts it Dodge Street and Heron Street, you know, east-west. There's no room for advancement or for adding on in the future. And with the state changing their guidelines, sentencing guidelines off as they do, it's putting more back on the local jurisdiction, the counties. They're taking people from going to prison, putting them in the county jails, more responsibility in the counties, more financial, more space needed. So I project within 10 years, there's gonna have to be an addition put on just because of the way the state's going. And if they're already gone up to the street limits or the property limits, where are they gonna build? I asked the architect that, and the response was that they're looking at going on to Heron Street to the east. Well, it's a city street. Are they just going to take it away from the city? There's two homes there that are on the east side of Huron that I was told were potentially looking at if they have to expand going that direction. And I just don't think that's the right way to go. Build it now with the possibility of expansion if needed in the future. Build the core right. Build with expansion possibilities without injuring other people's property.
Well, the discussion at the board meetings is that in 2010, when it was so soundly defeated, that part of it was that the residents weren't willing to pay for a new jail. And I do see a lot of that type of response when I post stories online about a new jail. Many residents are not open to a tax increase for a new jail, and maybe this is a compromise that what the county is attempting right now.
That could very well be. I'm not in the discussions with the board on this. It's been since I retired that this has become a discussion again. So it could well be. It's an $11 million project without an expansion capabilities. So what do you do? Do you go back to the public in 10 years and say, boy, we made a mistake. Can we have some more money? Or do we do it right the first time? That's what my opinion is on it.
I do worry that this is a 10-year solution to a 30-year problem. That rather than doing something that will take care of the county for 30 years, we're, as you mentioned, in 10 years, what happens when the expansion is filled? And now you haven't even paid off the money it costs to build the expansion, and we may find ourselves in a similar situation that we are now.
A lot of people that I've been talking with about it, the Camp Kitwin comes up.
Yeah.
Continually. And I don't even know where it is in as far as the state. The sheriff told me that this spring it was on the block we bulldozed down. And now apparently it's back off. I don't know if that's because the county is looking, and they're maybe looking at that can be an alternative if this gets defeated again. I don't know. But Kitwin, logistically, would cost the county manpower to transport from there to here inmates. Judge Wistie has been very public about it, that if an inmate chooses to go before the judge, he has the right rather than video conference. So if that inmate says, I want to go before the judge, okay, you're going to drive him down from Painesdale to the courthouse down here. And I fear that that'll just snowball to all the inmates saying, I want to go before the judge, and it just for that opportunity to get out of the jail for a short time. The Kitwin, I don't know if there's gas up there yet, but it was logging trucks were hauled in at the time when it was operating. The inmates cut the logs and manned the wood boiler that was in there to heat the run all the heating system. It had its own lagoon system, so you have to have a licensed lagoon operator, sewage operator on it. So there's a lot of logistics with Kitwin that just make it very, very hard to use as a county jail. Plus in 2010, when we realistically looked at it, the estimate was $6 million just to renovate it into a county jail. It's not a lockdown facility. Prison camps are not locked down as a jail, county jail is.
And then the operating costs would be significantly higher than the county jail is now.
Operating, yes. Yes. You know, not only just the physical operation of it, but the manpower to run it and to bring the inmates again back and forth before the judges.
What option would you suggest if the voters turn this down and they have to go back to whatever the board is at that point, whatever makeup of the board, they have to go back to the drawing board?
I would propose that there be as many meetings as necessary to just get the input, try to get the public to understand it, the need in it. It's the fear I had as undersheriff was that lawsuit was going to come down on the county and the federal government's going to step in and say, now you will build it. Whether you want to or not, you're going to build a new jail. And that was just a large fear of mine the whole time I was there as an administrator.
Well, that fear would still exist, at least to the voters that are still working up at that jail.
Right, right. Yeah. And again, I don't know how many tens of thousands of dollars in the last 20 years has been spent in design. When Brian McLean took over as sheriff and I as undersheriff, we went to Colorado, the National Institute of Justice, brought myself, the sheriff, one of our sergeants, one of the county commissioners, and the architect paid their own way. But the four of us were, four county individuals, it was 100% paid for by the federal government. Flew us out there, week-long study of designing and building correctional facilities at the county level. We came back with a good idea. The county board at that time was $3.2 million. The county was to build it on the playground, the Houghton High School playground. We had the core designed with expansion capabilities. Well, that got real ugly and I think three of the board members were voted out. It was a lot to do with how the land was acquired by the county. When the contractor tore down the old school and stuff, and all that started to play into it. I don't think it was really so much the jail issue at the time. It was a political with the contractor and how it all came about. But the county board was going to do a bond issue of $3.2 million to build it. And when that new board came in, anti-jail, anti-contractor, they presented to a vote to the public and it went down. I think it was 3-1 at that time, yep. Also. So then that board put a 5-year commitment in. They brought this company up from Milwaukee to do a jail study, a judicial system study, the whole thing. How are we putting people in jail? Why are they going to jail? That group came up with 5 options all the way to I think it was like $15 million project and to doing nothing. So the 5 options, not I believe that cost the county $20,000, that study, for one that we'd had done a couple years prior for nothing. And nothing's been done. It just, the commissioners, some do try. I'm not going to fault the commissioners at this. They have done their diligence in it. The public just doesn't want to. I remember one guy putting in the paper, their inmates, put three of them in a cell and give them 8-hour shifts to sleep. It was in a comment in the paper one time. And it's not just the inmates, it's also the working people of the county that are in that facility. And it's outgrown itself several times over in capacity. It was the sheriff's quarters at one time. John Wheaton lived in the building. And that's been renovated to the offices and more jail space made. And it's at its limits, and it's just, I don't know how to sell it to the public, but I think we have to put the effort forth to really educate and really listen to what the people want to say about it.
One of the things I hear often when the issue comes up is some people criticize that we get inmates from other counties here. And I know with like Keweenaw County closing their jail, and a lot is attributed to that, causing our overcrowding. How big of a factor is inmates from other counties with our jail being overcrowded?
When I was still the undersheriff, again, this was 2 years ago now, I'm not sure how they're working it now, but the inmates that we brought in from other counties were sentenced inmates, minimum security inmates. We could house them at the work camp at the airport. It really didn't affect the main jail down here, which is the problem. If those inmates were being transported by the counties, Berga primarily, and now Keweenaw is involved. But again, Keweenaw has been since I've left, so I can't speak of how that's working. But in the past, it was a good source of income for the county, but it was also at the work camp. It didn't affect the main jail down here.
Okay. All right, well, let's move on from the jail since we've seemed to talk to that, exhausted it pretty well. Just as far as you personally, what do you think you'll be bringing to the board?
I think I bring a lot of energy, a lot of positive attitude, a lot of knowledge of the county itself already because of 27 and a half years working there. I know the people in the courthouse. I know the departments. I know how they work. I know that they all work hard, and they all do pretty well with their budgets. It's just, I think I know a lot of the public just based on my officiating. Some people may be happy that I'm getting out of officiating, but I think I just bring a lot of positive to it, knowledge of the county as a whole.
Because it was such a huge issue the last go-around was the Houghton County Medical Care Facility and, well, whatever it's going to be called now. I know that they were having a contest or trying to vote on what the new name would be. But it just really came down to whether or not certain institutions should be privatized or found, or whether the county should continue to fund something like that. When that came up, where did you find yourself falling?
I listened to both sides, actually, and it's been for years that I've heard that argument. Being a small community, I believe that we should maintain it. The county should maintain it. It should be just like it is. We take care of our own that way. And they, to what I've observed, they take care of themselves pretty well. They get the millage. They hold on, and when they need something, they don't come asking for it. It's already, they have the money when they remodel, do any additions. They have the money, and they take care of themselves. The employees, I've never heard a complaint about employees not taking care of the patients. They're quite well taken care of from everything I understand and what I've observed over my time.
Anything else that you would, maybe putting your energies into down the road if you got on the board?
I just, again, and I've said this several times now, it's listening, being available, and reaching out to the public and trying to get anything that they, feedback that they have countywide, not just the jail and the courthouse issues, but countywide, what is out there? I know the county board they don't oversee the roads, they don't oversee sewage, and they manage the airport, the county board, but a lot of the infrastructure of the county, they don't have much say on it. Sitting on boards and having a one person voice on a board is about all there is. But I think bringing the listening attitude is important.
My guest has been Roy Britz. He is the Republican candidate for the Houghton County Board of Commissioners in District 5. The August primary takes place on the 7th. Going up against current incumbent is Tim Pollissari. So make sure that you go out and vote. Roy, if people wanted to learn more about you or follow any kind of campaign you have going on, what's the best way to do that?
It's R.A. Britz, B-R-I-T-Z, at charter.net is my internet or my email. You can reach out to me anytime, and I check it often and can get back to anybody that has any questions or has any suggestions for me.
All right. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.